Hello everyone, it's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, New Year's resolutions that can make this year the best year ever for your pet. The new year is upon us, and it's time to make some resolutions, not only for ourselves, but also for our pets. And unlike the ones I make for myself, which seem to last for about a month or so, the resolutions I make for my pets are something I'm much more committed to. So where to start? For me, it always starts with knowledge. So my first resolution is that I'm going to learn more about issues that impact my pets. I'm going to accomplish this by maybe attending a seminar or taking a course or reading a book from a true expert in the field that will benefit my pets. It might be learning a new training technique or about a health issue that I know my pets are susceptible to. Or maybe learning about nutrition or even keeping it as simple as learning how to read a pet food label. Okay, maybe that's not so simple, but I know that if I learn something actionable and put it to use, I'm gonna improve my pets' lives. My second resolution is to commit to spending special time with each pet that I have at least once a week. So often the time we spend together is at an event, a dog park, or shared amongst family members. So this year, I'm gonna make sure that Sugar, Zoe, Hatch, and Faith all get their own focused time with me on a weekly basis. Each of them is individually special to me, and this year, I'm going to commit time to that unique, special bond. My next resolution is to find a new activity that I can do with my dogs, Sugar and Zoe. We're all so busy that we find ourselves getting into a routine that can frankly become stale. So this year, I'm going to find a new activity that we can participate in. Maybe it'll be agility, or dock jumping, or disc dogs, or fly ball, or some other activity that excites and invigorates Sugar and Zoe. Most dogs need mental and physical stimulation to be satiated, and these activities are also great ways for me to bond with them as well. And what's a New Year's resolution list without a reference to weight, exercise, or health? Well, this year I'm going to make the resolution to feed my pets even healthier, extend our exercise sessions by an additional 5 minutes each day, and to continue my use of supplements to help provide healthy boosts to their aging bodies. You know, as they get older, their needs change, and I want to make sure that I'm providing their bodies and minds with the proper nutrition and exercise to keep them healthy for many more New Year's resolutions to come. As with any resolution, it's only as good as the effort that I put forth. I know my pets will do their part, so these resolutions are up to me to accomplish. Are you making New Year's resolutions for your pets? If so, we'd love to hear about them. Post them to our Animal Radio Facebook page, and let's help each other keep on track throughout the year.